Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Pianist Christopher Harding is associate professor and chair of piano at the University of Michigan. He'll be the soloist this weekend with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra performing Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto. Christopher Harding, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
It's my great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You'll be the soloist this weekend with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra, and it's the first time you've played with them. So tell us what it's like to play with an orchestra for the first time.
Well, Amanda, it's for me actually a little scary sometimes, I have to say, because playing with an orchestra, I mean, the general rule of thumb is like playing with an elephant. You have 60 to 70 people that you are trying to both compete with and also cooperate with. And sometimes if you get them going, it's hard to get them to stop, you know, or perhaps they don't want to go as fast as you want to go. And the intricacies of whether you're going to be together with the oboist and how you communicate with that person through the conductor, it can be quite daunting in a way, but I'm looking forward to this group, and I've worked with Maestro Andres before, and he's an extraordinarily generous and kind-hearted musician, and so that's making it a lot easier for me, I think.
So is that how you got connected with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra, is because you know its music director, Lieber Andres?
It is, yes. He is the conductor also of another orchestra called the Kent Symphony Orchestra, and they had a concerto competition which one of my students was fortunate enough to win. They played together, and I got to meet him through that, and then he extended an invitation to play with that ensemble and also the Great Lakes.
And Sunday night, you'll be playing Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra, and
That's right. You've
brought some music that Robert Schumann wrote for solo piano as well. What are you going to play for us today?
Well, I have two movements of his Kreisleriana, which he wrote for his future wife, Clara Schumann, who he also wrote the concerto for after they were married. And one of the reasons I chose these two movements, especially the first one, the fast one, is that it introduces one of the major themes of Schumann's music that he uses to refer to Clara. We call that a kind of musical cipher. And he uses that theme also in the concerto in the first movement since he wrote it for her.
Well, here is pianist Christopher Harding in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio performing two movements from Robert Schumann's Kreisleriana.
Thank you.
Pianist Christopher Harding performing two movements from Robert Schumann's Kreisleriana in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. He'll be the soloist in Schumann's Piano Concerto this weekend with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. And Christopher, some of our listeners who are pianists might have scores at home with your name on them, scores in their piano bench or on the piano. You have edited several Schirmer performance editions in the Hal Leonard Piano Library. Tell us about these editions that you've edited.
Well, most of them are Debussy, actually. The Children's Corner was actually the very first edition that they asked me to do, which I was thrilled about because I love the Children's Corner. It occupies a very special place in Debussy's output, which is very esoteric and very imaginative and very sensual in some ways. But these pieces he wrote for his daughter. He had a daughter when he was 40 years old, and he never expected to have children. He never expected to love this girl as much as he did. And that love really is poured out in these pieces for her.
The music that you've edited in this collection, tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that you would contribute to that music. How do we know that it's your addition?
Yeah, it's a very good question. The people at Hal Leonard asked me to write these editions for teachers so that they would understand how to teach them to their students. Also, I hope that I have given in some quite extensive notes at the beginning of each set of repertoire that I have edited, some ideas about how to approach stylistic considerations playing Debussy, how much pedal to use, what sort of voicing is appropriate, what sort of feeling we want to introduce in French music as opposed to playing American music or German music. In the Mozart edition that I edited, it was more about how to interpret slurs, how to interpret stylistic considerations to make it sound like a Viennese composer as opposed to a French composer.
And you're going to play a couple of these Debussy pieces for us from the edition that you edited. Which ones are you going to play?
I'll be playing the first piece from Children's Corner called Dr. Gradus ad Parnassum, which is about Debussy's little girl. Her name was Claude Emma, but he called her Chouchou. It's really a kind of fantasy about her practicing and quite frankly, how she doesn't like to practice so much. So it gets faster and faster at the end because she is excited to be done with her work, and then she slams the lid shut and goes out and plays.
I can identify with that sentiment.
Sure, we can all identify with that, especially on days like today.
Yes.
The second piece that I'll play is called The Little Shepherd. This piece, you can definitely hear the shepherd playing his flute in the mountains. You can hear echoes in the mountains. You can hear the sheep prancing around. And I'm sure she must have had some little doll of a little shepherd, and that's why it's included in the set.
Well, here is pianist Christopher Harding performing music of Claude Debussy in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you.
music that Claude Debussy composed for his daughter, known as Chouchou, here in Interlaken Public Radio, performed by pianist Christopher Harding from the edition that he created for the Hal Leonard Piano Library. You can hear Christopher Harding perform the Piano Concerto of Robert Schumann this Sunday with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. The concert also includes music of Brahms, Beethoven, and Mendelssohn. The performance is Sunday night at 7 p.m. in Bayview's John M. Hall Auditorium, and music director Lieber Andras will give a pre-concert talk starting at 6 p.m. More information is at glcorchestra.org. Christopher Harding, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.